Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Higg. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Joe Torre. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Torres. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Mike Torres. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Marv Stale. Batting second. The left fielder, Mac Jones. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Coco LeBoy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Morton. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Carl Morton. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Higg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higg takes first base on ball four. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higg moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale is hit by the pitch. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stale moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stale scores. Jones moves to second. It's Cardinals, 1, Expos, 1. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Jones moves to third. Staub moves to second. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is walked intentionally. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-1, Expos. Coco LeBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeBoy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine takes first base on ball four. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton takes first base on ball four. Wine moves to second. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Stale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wine scores. Morton moves to second. It's 6-1, Expos. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Beauchamp pinch hits for Frank Lindsay. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cardinals 1. The Expos will come to bat. Billy McCool now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub moves to third. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Staub scores. Fairley moves to second. It's 7-1, Expos. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fairley moves to third. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Bateman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Bateman reaches second base with a double. Fairley scores. Gosger goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Expos. Chuck Hartenstein now pitching. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Simmons for a passed ball. Bateman moves to third. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0-for-1 in the game. LaBoy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bateman scores. It's 10-1, Expos. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wine is called out on strikes. One out. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morton strikes out. Two outs. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Stale hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gary Sutherland now playing second base. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardinal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger who is chasing the ball. Cardinal reaches third base with a triple. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Haig hits a pop-up towards third. LaBoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger, who is chasing the ball. Allen reaches third base with a triple. Cardinal scores. It's 10-2, Expos. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Torre hits a fly ball towards center. Gosger catches it and throws to home to double up Allen. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Cardinals 2. The Expos will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Staub moves to third. 2 outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Haig settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to third. One out. Carl Taylor pinch hits for Dal Maxville. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hartenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartenstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Cardinals 2. The Expos will come to bat. Carl Taylor now playing third base. Milt Ramirez now playing shortstop. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LaBoy strikes out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morton bunts in front of the plate. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. Wine moves to second. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a pop-up towards first. Fairly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Haig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Cardinals 2. The Expos will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Haig settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to third. Fairley moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez misplays the ball. That's an error on Ramirez. Jones scores. Fairley moves to third. Gosger moves to second. It's 11-2, Expos. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. LaBoy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fairley scores. Gosger scores. Bateman moves to second. It's 13-2, Expos. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wine strikes out. 2 outs. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Taylor fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 13, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Ferry now playing right field. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Simmons strikes out. 1 out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen scores. Ramirez moves to third. It's 13-3, Expos. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards first. Fairley catches it and steps on first to double up Javier. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 13, and the Cardinals 3. The Expos will come to bat. Joe Haig now playing first base. Laron Lee now playing right field. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-1 in the game. Sutherland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hartenstein fields it and throws to first for the out. Sutherland moves to second. One out. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry strikes out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 13, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Chuck Hartenstein. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 13-5, Expos. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 13, and the Cardinals 5. The Expos will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing left field. Sal Campisi now pitching. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Gosger hits a line drive towards first. Haig reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 7 RBIs. Bateman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. LaBoy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LaBoy for the out. Bateman moves to second. 2 outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bateman moves to third. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 13, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Milt Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 13, and the Cardinals 5. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haig fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 13, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Mike Shannon pinch hits for Sal Campisi. Claude Raymond now pitching. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Davalillo moves to second. It's 13-6, Expos. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Haig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-9, Expos. Laren Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-10, Expos. Milt Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 13, and St. Louis Cardinals, 10. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.